Today in part four on Trogs Independent Brewing, co-founders Chris and John Trogner tell us about their Splinter Series beer and the importance of aging beer in massive oak barrels called fooders. Chris Trogner explains.
Beer that we're either aging in bourbon barrels or wine barrels or larger wood tanks, which we call our fooders. We do have the Splinter Cellar as people enter the brewery, and those are the largest fooders that we have. And then scattered throughout the whole brewery, we kind of have our bourbon barrels and wine barrels and our sour program. A fooder is a very, very large wood tank. So if you think of a wine barrel, but just increase the size, that's fundamentally going to be a fooder. And they come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. The vessel itself, wood, can add some flavor over time to the beer depending on what type of wood's being used, but also it's porous, so it will allow certain microbes to grow and thrive in that environment, which can help develop the beer from a flavor standpoint over time. That technique is not something you may want to do with, say, every style of beer, but certain wild ales or fruited beers can thrive in those environments. We have three 300 hectoliter fooders out in the Splinter Cellar that are primarily used for our Wild Elf and also our Mother, which we just call Splinter Bronze.
Splinter Bronze is a spectacular Belgian double aged in the very fooders that Chris just referenced. The role that each of these oak barrels plays in creating fascinating and complex beers for Trog's Splinter Series is detailed here by John Trogner.
So that's how we got started. We'd bring in used wine barrels, not for the flavor of the wine, but just that they were less expensive to buy that way and they were more neutral. So the neutral flavor was the key component there. We did bring in some new barrels that we'd put into the blend when we finally get that point. But being in the fruit belt of Pennsylvania, it was hard to put a large volume of fruit in those small barrels and be able to clean them and use them continuously. So that's where the fooders came in. That allowed us to now bring in fruit from a local farm, clean it, cut it up, and mash it up, let's say, and put it into the fooder for its final fermentation. So we'll start the beer in our regular brew house. We'll ferment it in stainless first. We'll send it to the 300 hectoliter fooder for about a year. And that's where our house culture develops its first wild character. And that's what the beer Chris mentioned, Splinter Bronze, is. It's a beautiful beer on its own, but then we can then build that into all sorts of different things. So putting that into smaller tanks, we can at harvest time bring in peaches or nectarines or really whatever we want at that point from a farm down the road and add it to the beer for let's say third fermentation, which could take anywhere from 2 months to 6 months, and then that becomes its own thing. We've developed ways to cut up the fruit and then pump it in. So there's special pumps that kind of mash. Fruit's soft, so it's really easy to move around. We take the pits out, so it's not very hard to come up with a way to pump it in.
While most of the Splinter Series beers are sours and wild ales infused with fruit, the Splinter Series also currently features a bourbon barrel aged stout, double bock, and barley wine. Make a visit to the Trogs Brewery in Hershey a must thing to do. The space is inviting, interesting, and impressive, and their beers are some of the best in America. Cheers!
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from Amendment 21 Liquors on Harford Road, with over 250 craft beers in stock.